In 1996, Wendy and Greg Fields saw their son Nicholas for the first time when they watched a video of an 18-month-old boy in an orphanage in Bulgaria.
Here's this little boy, you know, with this huge head of hair and just practically, you know, crying the whole time and people talking in Bulgarian in the background. And you fall in love and you just think, wow, I just need to bring this child home.
All has gone reasonably well for the Fields, but Nicholas's medical records and adoption video left out some important details. For example, Nicholas had not learned how to talk, and he had received little stimulation in the orphanage. They suspect he'd never been outdoors. Later, Nicholas became too attached to his parents. They were forced to take him out of daycare after 2 months because he was too disruptive and demanded too much attention. Wendy quit her job. Greg says becoming a one-income family was a huge adjustment.
Nowhere in our wildest dreams did we think we would have to do that, because we spoke to so many adoptive parents. Oh, my kid did great. And, you know, he came from an orphanage center and he knew what it was like to be around kids. And poor Nicholas just didn't do well.
Dr. Dana Johnson was the physician who evaluated Nicholas's medical report.
It's very difficult to predict, even with all the tools that we have at our disposal in this country, how kids are going to turn out.
Johnson has seen more and more children like Nicholas since 1985, when he founded the International Adoption Clinic at the University of Minnesota. He's one of a handful of doctors who interprets medical information for prospective adoptive parents. Johnson spends most of his time watching orphanage-made videos. In this video, a hand shakes a baby rattle in the face of a one-year-old girl in an orphanage in India. A couple has agreed to adopt her, but they're concerned about her development. They sent the video to Johnson for review.
She will take toys, she will hold them, she'll put them in her mouth. She's doing things that I would expect her to be doing at least by 6 months of age. So she's behind. There's no doubt about it. Now, the problem is translating she's behind into what does that mean for her future.
Johnson is particularly worried about this child. Unlike children in institutions in Eastern Europe, children in Indian orphanages receive a lot of stimulation. She could suffer from poor nutrition or something more serious like cerebral palsy. He can't be sure.
And what we have to emphasize to adoptive parents, particularly those who are adopting from countries where institutionalization is the way of childcare, that the likelihood or the possibility will be even greater that problems may occur.
And this is our first pictures of Nicholas.
Wendy Fields flips through a photo album recounting Nicholas's adoption story. She points to a boy with big curly hair. The photo is labeled Gotcha Day, May 5th, 1997.
Gotcha.
What stands out from their discussions with Dr. Johnson is him telling them they alone had to decide whether to adopt Nicholas. They're happy they did, but still, Wendy wishes she could recover Nicholas's first few years in the orphanage.
We can love and love and love, but there's this part of him that's, you know, kind of gone. You know, we can't make up for.
I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.